The fugitive ex-boss of car giant Nissan has taken a swipe at Japan's justice system after a daring escape from the country. Carlos Ghosn faces charges relating to financial crimes in Japan. And in his first public appearance since fleeing, he's described his detention conditions there as a travesty of human rights. Thomas Ariti has this report.
His escape has perplexed Japanese authorities, and now Carlos Ghosn has appeared in public in Lebanon, a country where he's regarded by many as a hero.
I did not escape justice. I fled injustice and persecution.
He didn't hold back. Accompanied by his wife, the former titan of Japan's auto industry was scathing of the country's justice system, saying he was arrested as part of a plot linked to a decline in the financial performance of Nissan. He favoured merging Nissan with industry ally Renault, of which he was also chairman, but says some in the industry disagreed.
I'm here to clear my name and to pronounce clearly and emphatically something that was interpreted as a heresy in the Japanese judicial system. These allegations are untrue, and I should have never been arrested in the first place.
But he was. Back in 2018, Tokyo prosecutors alleged he'd underreported his income for several years, and they questioned his use of company assets. The man who saved Nissan from near collapse almost two decades ago was suddenly under strict surveillance awaiting trial. Now he's an international fugitive, fleeing to Lebanon, where he grew up.
I was facing a system where the conviction rate is 99.4%. And I will bet you that this number is much higher for the foreigners.
There's still a lot of speculation about how Carlos Ghosn managed to escape. According to media reports, he slipped out of Japan on a private jet hidden in a large black case, typically used to carry audio gear. Regardless of the details, it's an embarrassment to law enforcement agencies in Japan, where he was supposedly under rigorous surveillance. And he wouldn't be drawn on how he did it.
I'm not here to talk about how I managed to leave Japan. I'm here to talk about why I left. For the first time since this nightmare began, I can defend myself.
The Japanese government has been quick to respond. Justice Minister Masako Mori.
He has been propagating, both within Japan and internationally, false information on Japan's legal system and its practice. This is absolutely intolerable. Japan's criminal justice system sets out appropriate procedures and is administered properly to clarify the truth in cases while guaranteeing basic individual human rights.
Unions say they still want to see Carlos Ghosn face the courts. Jean-François Pibelot is a union representative for Renault.
He mustn't have preferential treatment with the justice systems he must answer to. But the first people he must answer to are the Renault workers. He's accused of having embezzled money from companies. And if it's true, the Renault workers consider that what he may have done is unacceptable.
Japanese justice officials say it's unclear whether Carlos Ghosn can be brought back to Japan to face the charges.
Thomas Ariti.